what's being described as the first baby steps toward the possibility of moving the Yuma County Fairgrounds came last week when Yuma Mayor Al Krieger and Yuma Community Development Department Director Lori Lineberry attended a meeting of Governor Jan Brewer's Military Affairs Committee. Mayor Krieger says they went to the meeting seeking funding to assess the possibility of moving the county fairgrounds. The mayor says the idea for the move comes in part from the risk of an accident involving aircraft from the Marine Corps Air Station.
There's about $5 million that have been appropriated for this committee to mitigate properties around the state that are in accident potential zones. And that's at Davis-Monthan in Tucson, at Sierra Vista on Fort Huachuca, Luke Air Force Base, certainly Yuma, and even Gila Bend with the auxiliary field there. The governor's committee and the legislature appropriated money to basically buy those properties that are in accident potential zones to eliminate encroachment and accident potentials and eventually lawsuits should something happen.
The Yuma County Fairgrounds is located just north of the Yuma Airport Marine Corps Air Station on 32nd Street in Yuma. It's been at the same location for more than 60 years. Mayor Krieger says the city of Yuma has taken the lead in exploring the possibility of relocating the fairgrounds.
The city applied for a grant of $200,000 to start the process of identifying properties, assessing the cost of all of the things that the activity of the fair is going to need. And the fair board is on board, the city's on board, the county, I believe, supports this initiative. We did not get the money the first meeting, but we did get a positive vote, an affirmative vote, however, with the caveat of matching funds.
Yuma City Administrator Greg Wilkinson says he's not sure at this time where the $200,000 in matching funds might be found, but he says it needs to be found somewhere.
I think it's too early to talk about it. What happened at the military affairs meeting is we went in asking for the whole amount, and they said, well, we'll give you half if you match it. We haven't had time to go back yet and really discuss that, and I think you need to do that because $200,000 is a good chunk of change, and we need to go back and discuss that with council to see what we're doing. And there may be some other opportunities to find some other funds to match it, too.
Well, what does the county fair think of what's going on? Is it interested in moving? Fair manager Eric Wofford says the short answer is yes.
We took some interest in it when discussing it with MCAS and with my fair board, and that was one of the things that they'd ask is if we're interested, then they would move forward on the baby steps, possibly in the future, maybe. So I guess the answer is yes. You know, like I said, it's in the infant stages of this.
While the fairgrounds hosts events of some sort most every week of the year, Mayor Krieger says the concern about accident potential is really for the fair's yearly six-day run in early April.
During the fair, you've got 20 or 30,000 people directly under the flight path. We know that the Marine base is operating safely and all of the aircraft, everything is done to make sure that there's no problem. However, you know, we did have a Harrier crash a while back, and sometimes bad things happen. Mechanical elements fail. We just don't want something bad to happen.
Compounding the accident potential is that the week of the fair typically coincides with the air station's semi-annual training school. The weapons tactics instructor course brings pilots, support personnel, and aircraft from Marine and Navy units around the world for intensive classroom and flight training.
It's WTI during that week of the fair, and the colonel and the air station really work with us to try to reduce the amount of planes that fly over that way. There's some things that they just can't help, and then that's the nature of the beast. But yeah, there's always that risk factor whenever, you know, they're flying pretty much over the fairgrounds.
But former Marine Corps Air Station Yuma Commander Mac Lucky says there's only so much that a base commander can do. The retired colonel, who commanded the air station from 1988 to 1990, says despite the circumstances, pilots must complete their mission.
Units from all over the Marine Corps deploy to Yuma to use probably the most premier aviation training range in the world, the Barry M. Goldwater Range, and the Chocolate Mountains Range. You spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to relocate an entire squadron from, say, the East Coast to Yuma for a 2 or 3 week weapons training deployment, you're not going to shut them down half of that time period. They have to get all of these training requirements accomplished during this specific time period they're deployed out here. And if you cut several training days out of that window, they don't get done what they need to get done, and consequently that's a waste of taxpayer money.
Colonel Lucky adds that while the county fairgrounds is in the accident potential zone, no matter how it might sound to fairgoers, planes coming from or heading to the air station do not fly directly over the fairgrounds.
The runways at Marine Corps Air Station are oriented 0322 is the primary dual runways. It doesn't really go over to the right of it. 1735 is to the left of it. 08 and 26 are parallel with it. So there's nothing directly over it. Safety zones, accident potential zones, they kind of fan out from the end of the runway. So you have some concerns about accident potential in that area.
Even if the aircraft aren't flying directly overhead, Mayor Krieger believes continued expansion of the air station's mission makes the assessment necessary.
It's an obvious necessity. Everyone has known that at some point, as the Marine base continues to grow, I think it became acute with the arrival of the F-35, and now we have news that the Osprey, the V-22, we're going to have a larger presence there. So I think that's when it really became a reality that we have to start to take action on this.
City Administrator Wilkinson adds that the city of Yuma was asked to take the lead in assessing the feasibility of the move.
MCAS came to us to ask us to write the grant for them, which we're more than happy to do. The fairgrounds is within the city, but it's county land and it belongs to a number of different agencies, none of which are the city. So we were happy to facilitate that, and we do want to see that moved.
Although this process has just barely gotten started, there's already talk about a site near the Area Service Highway a few miles south of its intersection with Araby Road as the fair's potential next home. Speculation is that the property could be swapped for the fairgrounds. The area is orphaned from the Coldwater Gunnery Range by a multi-lane highway. Colonel Lucky says the range property lost its military value after the roadway went in.
It takes a mile and a half to 2 miles to turn a jet aircraft around, going 600 miles an hour. You can't use it for small arms or bomb training because it's too close to development communities in the highway itself. It does provide some protection of the Area Service Highway and, to some degree, the Marine Corps Air Station. I think moving that, the fairground from its current location out to that area, from strictly an aviation viewpoint, would probably be a smart idea.
But Colonel Lucky says trying to stitch together all the agreements needed to swap the properties would likely be a nightmare.
Getting an agreement between the state, the county, the city, the Department of the Navy, the Department of the Interior, Bureau of Land Management, getting all of those agreements tied together, and then deciding who's going to fund what. When they built the Area Service Highway, I was the facilities manager that, I will say, given the opportunity to sign for the Department of the Navy to allow the Area Service Highway right-of-way to be built. 20-something years later, it was built. It's going to take a while, if in fact it ever gets approved.
Mayor Krieger calls the eventual move of the fairgrounds inevitable, and that's why, he says, the city made its proposal to the Governor's Military Affairs Committee to get things done right.
That's the point of getting to money to help the Fair Board do this. Explore all of the options and engage the community, the entire community, entire county, to find a location, number one, that's not going to present the same scenario that we're facing today, and secondly, help the Fair Board and the fairgrounds kind of have a new approach to county fairs and see what it is they need for facilities. Fairs are struggling all across the country, and well, we don't want that to happen here. It's really important. So location, location, location is going to be extremely important.
Through it all, Fair Manager Wofford says fair organizers are in no hurry. They'll just wait and see how things play out.
Let's see what the feasibility study shows us. We'll regroup and get together with, I'm sure, the base and the city and my board and see what comes of it.
For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Kim Johnson.